from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with The Do List. And this week, we're remembering the early years of the AIDS epidemic, mixing Kathak and Tap, and love in the time of madness. And my co-host David Wiegand and I mix love and just plain mad all the time. Don't we, David?
Speak for yourself.
Well, I'm forgiving you today.
Oh, thank you.
Let's open with a Broadway veteran we're always happy to see.
Your eyes made skies seem blue again. What else could I do again? But keep repeating through and through, I love you, love you. I still recall the thrill, I guess I always will. I hope we'll never depart.
That's Kristen Chenoweth singing Zing Went the Strings of My Heart. Song by James Hanley, first sung by a young Judy Garland. And Chenoweth just has this little girl voice, but lots of power, kind of kitten with a whip kind of thing.
Well, yeah, she does have a little girl voice until she really turns it on. And then she's, you know, sort of got her own personal loudspeaker.
She is, yes.
She's really amazing. And she's one of those entertainers who just loves to entertain. You can just sort of feel it every time you see her. It's not like I'm up here, you know, you can enjoy me or not. It's like, really, I want to connect with you. Her shows are fantastic.
Kristen Chenoweth plays Bing Hall at Stanford tomorrow night. The Bay Area's Leela Dance is committed to keeping Kathak alive and well. And this is a rhythmic, barefooted dance form going back hundreds of years in India with bells on the feet. And this troupe is so ambitious. They're doing a mashup of Kathak with tap dance this weekend and a world premiere in a couple of weeks.
That's right. And if you've ever seen this form of dance, it really is a sort of mesmerizing thing to watch. And it makes a whole lot of sense that you would see a mashup between Kathak and tap. I mean, they have very similar movements, really.
Yeah, and right, it's like barefoot tap.
Right.
So Leela's Dance Speak, the Kathak and Tap mashup, is at the Yerba Buena Center for the Arts tonight and tomorrow. And then Leela Dance performs Son of the Wind, that's the world premiere, at the Green Music Center in Rohnert Park on April 8th. Let's stay with the theme of powerful women, and this time, women of the blues.
It's primordial, this breathing, adding a melody to moan. It's the joyful shout of loving. It's the cry when you're alone.
It's in our very DNA ever since the world began.
That's how I know. That's how I know. The blues is a woman.
Yeah, I had to take my sweater off. It's getting warm in here listening to her. That's Pamela Rose, and she's doing a mix of performance and history called Blues is a Woman, in which she argues that it was women from Ma Rainey to Alberta Hunter to Bonnie Raitt that really powered the development of the blues and recorded music. And here's what she said about this theatrical show when I called her a few days ago.
These blues women did not suffer in silence. And that voice, that independent, I'm going to give you some advice. If he's not good enough, move on and find another. Women that frankly admitted that they misbehaved. That voice changed entertainment, and it still lives with us today.
No, she's absolutely right. I mean, if you think it, not only are there great blues shouters from way, way back like Ma Rainey, but, you know, in contemporary times, I mean, there is Bonnie Raitt, there's Janis Joplin. I love the best part of Joplin. Well, tell me something that isn't, but, you know, my favorite Joplins were always when she was doing blues.
Yeah. Pamela Rose has a great band as well. Tammy Hall on keyboards, Ruth Davies on bass, Pat Wilder on guitar, and Daria Johnson on drums. San Francisco's Pamela Rose does her show The Blues is a Woman at Freight and Salvage in Berkeley on Thursday. It's one of a few previews this spring ahead of an August run at Custom Made Theater in San Francisco. Playwright Paula Vogel is having a moment. She's got her first Broadway show opening in a few weeks, and we get a chance to look back on one of the plays that made her reputation. It's 1990's The Baltimore Waltz. It's a comedy drama, if you can believe that, about the early days of the AIDS crisis, inspired by her grief at the death of her brother.
That's right. Her brother Carl died of AIDS, and she created this wonderful play, and she used to go to all the productions of it, all the rehearsals and so forth, until the director finally said to her, you know, it's time to let go.
Right.
So it's really been a long time since she actually was present for rehearsals, but she has been around for the rehearsals of this production at the Magic Theater, and I'm going next week. I can't wait.
Yeah, it's directed by Jonathan Mosconi as well, who's going to, I think, do a terrific job. The Baltimore Waltz opens at the Magic Theater at Fort Mason in San Francisco tonight and continues through April 16th. And there's a performance Saturday, April 1st. That's April 1st at Laney College in Oakland. This has been a show devoted to women artists, but now we're going to talk about a man, but somebody we can all swoon for.
Got me thinking about you night and day. Tokyo, New York, LA. I'm tired of running all these different games. Now that I found you, I'm here to say, see, don't nobody.
Yeah, it's getting warm in here again. That's Jose James. And apparently he was planning this album about the hot issues of our time on racism and economic inequality. And then he decided maybe what the world really needs is a place to escape all that.
That's right. And this new album, of course, it features everything that he does really well. R&B, hip-hop, jazz. He sort of mixes them all together with that voice. That voice is like pure velvet.
Yeah. Jose James plays the Independent in San Francisco Wednesday night. The tour is called Love in a Time of Madness. And David, you had a shout-out.
I did. I want to mention that the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus has a really important show called Paradise Found, and it's a celebration of being alive, being gay, being tolerant, all of those things, and it even features apparently an onstage water ballet. Concerts begin next Thursday at Herbst Theater and continue through Saturday, April 1st.
Yeah, and I want to feature Idris Akamura and the Pyramids. It's a band that mixes jazz and African pop and a bit of Sun Ra, and they're playing Point Richmond Jazz tonight at 7:30. Thanks a lot, David.
My pleasure.
David Wiegand is an assistant managing editor at the San Francisco Chronicle. We don't want you to ever miss out on the great shows we highlight. So sign up for our podcast at all the usual places and check the do list online at kqed.org/arts for details on the shows we've mentioned. I'm Cy Musiker. Follow me on Twitter at CyrusKQED.